This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Royals looking to make it 9 in a row with a win in Boston on Friday. It's Rick Porcello starting instead of David Price. Jason Vargas on for Kansas City. In the second inning, it's his battery mate that gets him some early run support.
That is blasted to left field, and that is nothing new for Salvador Perez. He hits it out of Fenway Park, and Salvador Perez has now hit 8 home runs in his last 12 games against the Boston Red Sox.
Second and third, 2 down now, and the ninth pitch, 3-2, here it comes. Swing and a ball well hit down the right field line. Will it stay fair? It's a fair ball. Home run, Mike Moustakas. A 3-run bomb inside the pesky pole. And the Royals lead it 4-0.
And the Red Sox will get their first run.
2-1, 2-out. The pitch. A swing and a roller towards third. Moustakas will take it. One to the bag, record the out.
And now Devers bounces it out to Witt, and the Royals have won 9 in a row.
Not just 9 in a row, it's also 9 out of their last 12 against the Red Sox, following the 4-2 win. Before the game, the Red Sox placing David Price on the 10-day DL with left elbow inflammation. The soaring Royals make it 9 in a row following a 4-2 win at Fenway Park over the Red Sox. Afterwards, here's Royals manager Ned Yost on the win.
His changeup was really good, so was his breaking ball. Spotted his fastball well, but had better life on his secondary pitches tonight. More crisp. I always feel good about Moose in that situation, but the way we're swinging the bats, I feel good with anybody up there right now. I was thinking about it today. Well, I've never seen a 30 home run except for Morales last year, right?
Yeah,
so it's the second time I've seen it, I guess. But, he's really, really swinging the bat well. It's a very good tool. Yeah, I mean, that's a very important tool. You know, he's got tremendous hand-eye coordination, as does Kane, as does Haas, you know, our guys, Salvi. That's the mark of a good hitter, to be able to foul those tough pitches off, and then when you get a pitch that you can drive, you don't miss it. Again, you know, we know Porcello, we know Price, you know. We had plenty of time to prepare for that. It wasn't like we'd take 4 days to get ready to see a pitcher. So it was plenty of notice. We knew early this morning, and we had plenty of time to do it.
In the game, Mike Moustakas hit his 30th home run, becoming the fastest Royal to that number in a season. And he talks about the effort and the victory.
How much fun is this, home or road, right now?
It's a lot of fun. We're playing good baseball right now, and we just got to keep doing that. It's a great Boston team over here. Just keep playing good ball, keep doing what we can to score runs, and turn it over to that bullpen.
During this 9-game winning streak, the Royals have out-homered the opposition 20-2. Let's talk about the offense and also what that says about the pitching.
Yeah, we've been swinging the bats good right now, putting a lot of jolts into some balls, and our pitching staff's been phenomenal. We've been doing a great job all year, and they've been with us the entire year, throwing the ball fantastic, and our offense finally caught up to them. It's my first time at 30, so it's pretty cool, but again, that was a big at bat for us. Rick was throwing the ball in the entire at bat and mixing some off speed away, and finally got a pitch I could actually handle. He was hitting his spots the entire night, and I finally got one I could get some wood on, and I ended up getting enough of it to get out of the yard.
Jason Vargas started, lasting 6 innings, and wins to get to 13-4, and comments about the game.
I was just able to command a few more pitches, threw a few changeups pretty wild there early, and then was able to get them back down in the strike zone. But I did have better command of that tonight, and that definitely helps out when I do have better command of that. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Especially, I mean, especially since we came out with a W, and we were able to keep that offense to a one run, and then you know, they scratched another one out there, but then the bullpen did a great job of keeping them right where they're at and not really letting them put together anything else. So, you know, I just thought we played a really good ball game. You know, Moose came up big there with that huge at bat, and then put us ahead where it gave us some space to work.
The series continues on Saturday with Trevor Cahill making his Kansas City debut, pitching against Boston's Eduardo Rodriguez.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.